Lucrezia, basta! Stop indulging that filthy beast! My mother's hand swept out, each fat finger squeezed by a ring. I avoided her slap, instinctually bending over my beloved cat, Arancino, who hissed and flattened his ears, his slitted eyes displaying the contempt I felt. I knew why Vanozzo was here. Since Pope Innocent's recent death and the gathering of the conclave to elect a new Holy Father, I'd been expecting my mother to arrive in the Orsini Palazzo on Monte Giordano where I lived, swathed in her veil and black skirts despite the summer heat, ensconcing herself in our camera like a harbinger of doom. Now that she was here, all I wanted was to see her gone. Out! She stamped her foot, spurring Arancino to action. Leaping from my embrace, he dashed through the open doors into the dim corridor. I didn't feel the scratch on my hand until a bright bead of blood welled. Sucking at the nick, I scowled at my mother as she gestured peremptorily. "Honestly, Adriana," she said, "how can you let her keep such a creature in the house? It's unhealthy. Cats are the devil's spawn. Everyone knows they can steal a baby's breath."
"Fortunately, we have no babies here," replied Adriana from her chair, her voice as smooth as the light gray silk of her dress. "And the cat comes in handy on occasion," she shuddered, "especially in the summer, with all the rats."
"Bah! Who needs a cat to get rid of vermin? A bit of poison in the corners is all you require. I do it myself every June. No rats in my house."
Even as I trembled at the thought of poison left all over the house for my cat to wander upon, Adriana drawled,
"Perhaps not that you can see, my dear Vanozza, but in Rome, as we both know, rats can come in all shapes and sizes."
Though Adriana didn't return my grateful gaze, I was assured that she would never countenance the careless strewing of white death. My Arancino, whom I had rescued as a kitten from drowning by the stable hands, was safe. My mother's attention returned to me, keen as a blade. When I left her care, I was only 7 years old. She had just married for the second time, and my father summoned me from her palazzo near San Pietro in Vincoli to reside here with Adriana de Mila, the widowed daughter of his eldest brother. Adriana had overseen my upbringing, which included lessons at the convent of San Sisto. She was more of a mother to me than this plump, sweating woman had ever been. As Vanozza now scrutinized me like a customer debating a purchase, not for the first time I wondered how she'd managed to retain Papa's affection for so many years. I could see little of her once fabled beauty. Now in her 50th year, my mother's figure had been coarsened by repeated childbirth and pleasures of the table, so that she resembled a common matron. Her gray blue eyes, which I'd inherited, though mine were of a paler hue, surrounded by pockets of seamed shadow, her red-veined cheeks and hawkish nose accentuating a permanent frown. Though she wore costly black velvet, the cut of her gown was no longer in style, especially when coupled with her antiquated, heavy, veiled coif, under which the stippled gray of her once golden tresses could be glimpsed.
"Is she eating?" Vanozza asked, as if she sensed my own critical assessment of her. "She's still thin as a street cur, and so white. You'd think she'd never seen the sun. I suppose she hasn't shed her first blood yet, either."
"Lucrezia's natural pallor is quite in fashion these days," replied Adriana. "And she's not yet 13. Some girls need extra time to grow into their form."
Vanozza grunted.
"She has no time. She's already betrothed, remember? We can only hope she's at least proving herself worthy of that fancy education Rodrigo insisted on providing her. Not that I understand how any girl needs books and the like."
"I love my books," I started to protest, but was cut off by Adriana's ringing of a small silver bell at her side. Moments later, little Murilla, my favorite dwarf, given to me by Papa on my 11th birthday, hastened in with a pitcher and platter of cheese. She was a perfect miniature with ebony skin. I'd been enchanted by her exoticism, knowing she'd been brought from a faraway land where natives ran naked, and I watched in disbelief as my mother shooed her away like a gnat. Adriana gestured to Murila to set the things on the table. Ever since Vanozza had arrived without word or warning, Adriana had ignored my mother's overt appraisal of the servants, her pointed stares at the tapestries, at the vases of fresh-cut flowers, and the statuary poised in the corners, all evidence of Papa's attention, which she had once enjoyed.